Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And yes, it is Friday, May 1st. Oh, that's the most beautiful month. That's starting spring in Chicago. Yay! I want to send a happy and safe Friday to everyone. And I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. Man, I just love being all across the country. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can by going to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button and make your support known. Also, if you want to reach me tonight and listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you can email me at Don.McClure@AOL.com, or my business email, Don S. McClure@DSM Publications. Man, we are just all over the darn world. And I like that. You can get my fascinating books at my website at DSMPublications.net, and you will really enjoy them. We have reached 71,375 listeners. Man. That is a heck of a lot of people. So we're starting the show off with a bang to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, and relatives. So let's get a few shouts out before we start. And a special, and I do mean a special shout out to my list of new fans and listeners in Columbus, Ohio, Texas, and Las Vegas. And to the family and friends of the world-renowned recording artists that just left us, Ben E. King. I mean, this man was 76 years old, great artist. I mean, fantastic artist. He was so great, Congress had to honor him and do some great things. And he had a track called Stand By Me that we're going to play in the beginning of the show. But the news was singer Ben E. King, whose classic hit, Stand By Me, became an enduring testament of love and devotion for generations of listeners, has died. King died Thursday in New Jersey. His booking agent, Randy Irwin, told CNN News he was 76 years old. He was born Benjamin Earl Nelson in North Carolina. I didn't know that. King moved to New York as a boy and first found success as an early member of the Drifters. I remember them. Matter of fact, they asked my older brother when I grew up if I could sing with them. The doo-wop group, famous for such hits as Save the Last Dance for Me, he is remembered most for Stand By Me, inspired by a gospel song. which he recorded on his own. By King's elegant baritone, the tune was a top 10 hit in the U.S. in 1961 and returned to the charts 25 years later when it was prominently featured in the movie Stand By Me, produced by Rob Reiner, 1996 coming-of-age movie about four adolescent boys. The song has been covered hundreds of times and has been long a staple at weddings. A lot of people at their weddings use that song. Hey, maybe when I get married, I'll use that song. Hey, maybe the whole world will use that song. The Recording Industry Association of America voted it one of the top 25 songs of the 20th century, and music rights organization BMI named it the fourth most played song of the century on radio and TV. I mean, this man was just phenomenal. In March 2015, the Library of Congress inducted King's original version into the National Recording Registry, saying it was King's brilliant vocals that made it a classic. King shared songwriting credits on Stand By Me with Elmo Glick, a collective, quiet, didn't-want-to-be-known writer, and the team of Jerry Leiber and Mike Stroller, who produced the recording session. The Library of Congress also praised the song as anchored by perhaps the best-known bass line in recording history and for its soaring string arrangements. I mean, this man was just bad. So we got to honor Benny King today on my show, and I'm so glad because I like his song. My board is lit up with people calling in looking to hear my great, great show. Anyway, let me play Benny King in honor of a truly great recording artist. And when we come back, we're going to talk about truly building on your desires, truly building on your desires and your dreams. And we got some stuff to talk about tonight. But I want to have a great show. Let's start with Benny King because I am just excited. I like him. I really do. And maybe one day when I get to heaven, I could sing with Benny King. Who knows?
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by. As you stand
Now, you talk about a great track and a man that could really sing, Benny King. So I wanted to make sure that we got that track in. He's going to be talked about for eons. That's one of those people that their songs and their music is timeless. And they're going to be playing that song from now till doomsday, to the end of time. Benny King, great man. So he died 76 years old, had a great life in music, sang a lot of great songs. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight on a Friday. The number's 347-633-9376. And I can see my board is lit up with phone numbers from all over the country. Man, 313-916-404-702. There's a lot of great people. And I really appreciate you listening to my show. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I send my kisses out to you. And my laptop said it's tired of me kissing kissing my screen. Man, I didn't know technology could talk. We got a great show coming up for you tonight. We're talking about truly building on your desires. You wake into another day and you find your thoughts asking you the question, how far have you come or reached some of your most important desires in life? Have you really gotten a start on what you felt was most important? I want you to hold that thought and think about what was most important to you, and have you reached it, or are you still working toward it? We got a lot of good things to talk about tonight, building on your desires, and I want to know from you, have you really done some of the things that you really wanted to do, or are you still at the starting line, still trying to figure it out, saying I'm going to get there? I'll be right back. After we play this track, our featured artist for tonight is Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66 and the Brazil 77. And we're going to tell you a lot about him. And actually, one of the singers in the Brazil group worked with Stevie Wonder and taught him Portuguese in the recording studio. And when she asked him if he needed to write it down, he said, no, I don't have to write anything down. I mean, we could go ahead. And he really got the tracks down. And it was amazing. And she was inspired because she had been asked while Sergio Mendes was out of the country to come into the recording studio and work with the great Stevie Wonder right after he had been in a car accident. So, I mean, she was just floored. And her name is Bonnie. And she's one of the Brazil 66 and 67 group. So let's get into Sergio Mendes. We're going to talk about him and his great music, the Brazil 66. We're going to play a track called The Real Thing. And I'm so crazy about this track. I love it. It's just a great, great, great track from a great, great, great group. Brazil, 66, and Sergio Mendes. Thank you. Woo, you talking about a song, man. I was drinking water like I was drinking some wine. That girl can sing, man. It was like, I can't take off. Man, I was feeling that track. She said, like no other day, I can't take it. She said, let me hear you say baby. Woo! That's Sergio Mendes in a Brazil 66. Man, I think that's Brazil 77. I'm so wound up, I don't know which one it is, but both of them a good group started by Sergio. Sergio Mendes. Man, I might play that again at the end of my show. That was a heck of a track. That's Sergio Mendes and The Real Thing. I mean, the thing is, we're talking about truly building on your desires. And I got a little cold because it's kind of cool in Chicago, and I'm getting hoarse, and I'm drinking my tea. So I may get all wound up because it's red and it's got lemon in it. It needs to have some vodka in it, but I don't have that. But anyway, we're talking about building on your desires. We started off by saying you wake into another day and you find your thoughts asking the question, how far have you come or reached some of your most important desires in life? Have you really gotten a start on what you felt was most important? That feeling that one thing or more than one idea could take you to the fulfillment of your heart's wishes. Have you reached another day, week, month, or even a year of not being any closer to what you want out of life? Have you heard all the self-help advisors and spiritual consultants that tell you to just keep going and trying, finding faith in what you believe is the answer to reach your desires? And yet, another day, another week, another month, and even another year has come and gone, and you are still at the starting line. Maybe this time you looked inside of yourself and really find what it is that you feel will make you complete and bring you joy beyond your wildest dreams. You know, a lot of times we keep saying, you hear all these people telling you, keep starting at it, keep going at it, and year after year goes by. You've got to sit down and say, you know what, there is something I truly want to do. And don't look at them as problems. Look at it as a bunch of issues and start to erase the issues. Maybe it's time you looked inside of yourself and really find what it is that will make you feel complete. Not based on what others say you should be, but what you believe is what and where you should be in life. So I want you to think about that. While we're talking about that tonight, I want you to think about those issues. And what I want you to do is write it down and decide on, you know what, maybe I wasn't there last week or week before last, or maybe I've been going in circles around and around and around. But starting today, I'm going to make some firm decisions. And you know what, I want you to do one thing. Measure your growth. If you have an idea that you really want to work on, or you believe you've got the right person, or whatever it is, I want you to start measuring how far you've really came. Kind of like a scientist. I want you to look back and say, you know, even if it takes me 99 million tries, watch and see how much progress you have. And then you'll be able to decide on, okay, this is going really well. So again, truly building on your desires. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Don S. McClure Show. And, man, I'm probably going to drink some water and some wine after that song, The Real Thing. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen into the show. And, man, I see a lot of blue lights on my board. And I'm happy. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I want you to think about that and wipe them kisses of mine off your cheek, off your forehead, and even your nose. Man. I'm going to play this track by Stevie Wonder, and as we talked about it, Stevie was working on a track, and he wanted to do it in Portuguese. And so he had a young lady from the Brazil 66 come in and work with him, and she was just amazed. And Bonnie was a great person. And if you could see my board, you would see a listing of all the Brazil 66 and Brazil 77 group, and Bonnie's right in there with the rest of them. I mean, Sergio Mendes, we're going to talk about him when I come back after this track. When he came to America, what he started, and he is a phenomenal. But let's listen to this track by Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Ooh. And I like when he says Chevrolet. Oh, yeah, the Chevrolet Labrador.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I mean, Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, Todo Davian, Chevere.
Listen up, Jinx
Chevere.
Jinx
Chevere. Is that right, Mama?
Yes,
yeah, I got my shaking room with the little thing.
Everybody's got a thing.
About a track. Did you know they hired me in the studio for that song? I kid you not. You know when the song first starts off, that was me in the background. Oh, man. So the next time you get that track, that's Don right there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, man, I'm having a ball. That's my boy, Stevie Wonder. Man, don't you worry about the Chevrolet. I like that. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial listening to the show. And, man, I got a bunch of blue lights on my board. And I want to thank you for that. We're talking tonight about truly building on your desires. We're going to talk a little bit about Sergio Mendez, who is our featured artist for tonight. And his name is pronounced in Portuguese. It is too darn bad that I can't pronounce it in Portuguese. But his real name is Sergio Santos Mendez. He's born February 11, 1941. He is a Brazilian musician. He has over 55 releases and plays bossa nova, heavily crossed with jazz and funk. He was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2012 as co-writer, actually, of the song Real and Rio from the animated film Rio. Hey, I didn't know that. Mendez is married to Gracia Lepores. Man, I know she's probably going to slap me for saying her name, Lepore, who has performed with him since the early 1970s. Can you believe that his wife is singing with him? Don't you worry. Okay, that wasn't the song. He has collaborated with many artists through the years, including the Black Eyed Peas, and I like them, with whom he has recorded in 2006 a version of his breakthrough hit, Mas Quanada. Man, I know the Spanish people like, Don, we wish you'd take a Spanish class. Sergio Mendez and the Brazil 77 members are Bonnie Bolden, who's the girl I told you about, that taught Stevie Wonder Portuguese for a recording. Claudio Sloan, Dandy Stevens, Graciana Lepores, that's his wife, Ludera de Oliveira, man, Marietta Arizona, and actually she's got another name too, I'm going to tell you about that, Oscar Castro, Neves, Paulinho da Costa, Rubens Bassana, and Sergio Mendez, Sebastião Nata. Man, that's a lot of darn people. Anyway, I'm looking at the notes, and this is something else. There's a young lady whose last name is Phillips, first came to National Promise in 1968 when she was hired as one of the two leading female vocalists in the second rendition of Sergio Mendez's Brazil 66. Debuting on their top 10 best-selling albums, Fool on the Hill. My brother had that. He really introduced me to that music, too. I like my older brother. She remained with Brazil 66 and its successor, group Brazil 77, until 1972, when she left to portray Lieutenant Dish during the inaugural season of MASH. Hey, I remember MASH. I like that. She was with Hawkeye and them. Through her role was written out of the series after two episodes, oh well, end of that, she was featured in the opening credits for several years afterwards. Phillips also had a Playboy pictorial in 1972. Woo! She was kind of fine. And she had a recurring role on Quincy, M.E., as Robin Rollins. Hasten joined Lanny Hale as one of the singers in the group, Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66. She is the voice in the song called The Look of Love, and I like that. Play that one day. Which hit the charts 6 months after she left the group. Man. Leading off their first album for A&M, Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, explosive cover of Jean-Ben, Jorge Mas Quanada, became their first hit. Hall, who was double-tracked on the album, and Hanson, who joined with Herb Albert, hired the group to open for the Tijuana Brass. I remember them road tour. Learned the lyrics phonetically, but the upbeat rhythm and the lively vocal harmonies were enough to hook America listeners. Hasten joined a line that included Bob Matthews on bass, Jose Soares percussion, Juano Palma, drums. She was in the group from 1966 to 1968. Hazen did not sing on their first album. Herb Albert Presents Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66 and did not appear on the cover of the album. Rather, then was Brazilian singer Bobby Vogel. When Vogel decided to lead the group, Hazen replaced her and did most of the TV shows and toured worldwide. Although Vogel performed at Carnegie Hall concert that opened their Coast to Coast American tour, this explains why all the CD reissues of Herb Albert Presents Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 ignore Vogel and wrongly credit Hazen as the second vocalist. Oh well, I guess things do happen. Hazen sang on the albums Equinox and Look Around. She left the group in 1968 and was replaced by Karen Phillip. Lanny Hall is an American singer, lyricist, author, and the wife of Herb Albert. From 1966 to 1971, she performed as lead vocalist for Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66. That's what Wikipedia says. So, man, this is something else. We're going to read a little bit more about this fantastic group, Brazil 66 and Brazil 77, and I'm enjoying the show. And don't forget, when you get that track and hear me say, you'll know, hey, that's Don back there. Let me play this track called Ghetto Child by the Spinners in honor of Benny King, we're also talking about tonight. Benny King was a bad guy. Died at 76 years old. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And if you think about it, you probably grew up in the ghetto too. I know I did. Hey, life ain't so easy if you're a... I never was a ghetto child.
One time, till I'll never know.
Life ain't... Oh, okay, the song is back. And, you know, my producer was telling me, he said, Don, Benny King didn't sing with the Spinners. I said, no, it was just a doo-wop era. But that's dedicated to my man because I like Benny King. But no, he didn't sing with the Spinners, but he had a great voice. And I like that guy. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And if you grew up in a ghetto, then you know life's not easy. But you can still make it. Tonight we are talking about truly building on your desires. And our featured artist for tonight is Sergio Mendez, who when he started his group, after coming to America, he decided to use two female lead singers and kept that up from Brazil 66, Brazil 77, Brazil 88. He's just Brazilian it around. I like that guy too. Now, you know, we were talking again, and we were really looking at what it is that will make you feel complete and bring you joy beyond your wildest dreams, not based on what others say you should be, but what you believe it is and where you should be in life. You know, and those decisions are up to you. A lot of people keep telling you about prosperity teaching and go this way and go that way and try to be rich and don't be poor and have a dream and work for corporate, but you have to make your own decision. And you have to know what's good for you. Everybody doesn't see life the same way. We got a track we're going to try to play by a young lady named Dakota Staten. And once we find this track on my board, because I don't know why it's not showing up, but the song is called The Simple Life. And what she's talking about in The Simple Life, opposite of what everybody else wants and thinks they should have, like the so-and-so's in Atlanta and the so-and-so's in California, she says she only wants the simple life. And she believes that her life will be totally happy with having the person she loves inside of her house. Now, you have to make your own decision. But I want you to listen to the words in this song. It's called The Simple Life. And she says, a cottage is nice to have as long as I got my man in there and we're warm. So, see, everybody doesn't want to add a bling bling and a sing sing, but you got to make up your own mind. And you can't always listen to what everybody tells you to do. You have to decide on what prosperity means to you. Doesn't always mean owning an airplane if that's not what you want. Doesn't always mean owning a boat or a yacht if that's not what you want. And it doesn't make it bad because you don't want those things. Maybe you don't want an 18-room house. Maybe you only want a little cottage. Either way it goes. Truly find out what makes you happy and your man happy and your dog happy and your cat happy and your fish. I like fish. Even though I like piranhas, I like fish. Let's listen to Dakota Staten doing The Simple Life. And I want you to think about what we're talking about tonight, truly building on your desires. So I guess she's telling a man what she really wants.
Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from care and strife. Sounds corny and sweet, but yes indeed, give me the simple life. Thank you.
Did you listen to the track? It's telling you, she say, all I want is a college small. It's all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide, but a house that's filled with joy and laughter and the one you love inside. So everybody's not always looking for the bling bling and the sing sing and all this other prosperity stuff. They just want to be happy. And I find that 96% of the people who chase after prosperity, even in trying to get married for prosperity, never really works. You always find them being unhappy. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work for them. Maybe they like being unhappy or being in a big house where your table's so large, your wife or girlfriend sitting at one end and you're sitting down at the other, and you tell the butler, go down there and tell her what I said. Man, that's kind of crazy. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight is Friday. It is the first day of May, mwah, mwah, mwah. And I just love spring, and I love to kiss you on your face, on your forehead, on your cheek, and say, it's got to be a great day, because we're still here. The number's 347-633-9376, and my board is lit up, and tonight we are featuring Sergio Mendes in the Brazil 66 and the Brazil 77. So, real quick, we're going to play a PSA, and when we come back, we got more about Sergio Mendes and more about building your dreams and desires, and I want you to write it down and tell me what you really want to work on in life. It's just buying some flowers. Who knows? But I want you to think about being happy.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, don't make me turn this car around, or because I said so, or don't make me come back there. I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. Don't make me come back there. Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Oh, and I like when they do that. Helping people, changing lives. That's a really good thing. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking tonight about truly building on your desire. And if you want to be a writer or a painter or just have a good life, you have to decide on what you want to do, not what everybody else tells you what to do. Tonight, our featured artist is Sergio Mendes, and man, Sergio is just super, super tough. And actually, his career kind of stalled in the 1970s, but he remained very popular in South America and Japan. His two albums with Bell Records in 1973 and 1974, followed by several from Elektra from 1975 and on, Mendez continued to mine the best in American pop music and post bossa nova writers of his native Brazil, forging new directions in soul with collaborators. He formed alliances with Stevie Wonder, who wrote Mendez's R&B infected minor hit, The Real Thing. I mean, I really enjoyed The Real Thing. We played that on our show for you. So Stevie Wonder was one of the collaborators on that. With his Brazilian band in 1966, band leader Sergio Mendez soared to the top of the popular music charts in the United States. So this is a man that kept working on it, doing collaboration with other people. And I mean, he was just good, because in the 1960s, he covered people like Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Burt Bacharach, and Jimmy Webb. The songs featured a rhythmic Latin percussion foundation that was just amazing. And like I said, he was featuring people like Lonnie Hall, Janis Hansen, Karen Phillips, and just bringing in women that really, really, truly could sing. Mendez was born on February 11, 1941, and raised in Niterói, Brazil, the son of a physician. He studied music at the conservatory, harbored his hopes of becoming a classical pianist. And in the late 1950s, Mendez relocated to Rio de Janeiro, where he developed a passion for his native music. I mean, think about that. This man was just so amazing and driven by what he truly felt was his desires. And that's what we're talking to you about tonight. Even though he kind of took a slump in the 70s, he still kept working on it because he believed that his style of music was very important. I believe it was really great. We're going to play a track by him called Pretty World, and I really like this track, man. It's one of those tracks that you could play in the morning and just wake up and sound so joyful. And I think they wanted to hire me to sing in the background of this one, but I'm not sure. Anyway, Sergio Mendez in the Brazil 66 doing a track called Pretty World.
To do, to make.
Okay, we're back. Well, remember I was telling you about truly working on your desires. Anyway, there's an article that was in Jazz Wax, and they were talking to members of Sergio Mendez's group, particularly Bonnie Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N. So when they asked her about the role she played on Stevie Wonder's Bird of Beauty, it's on the album called Fulfillness. First, final. They asked her a few months before the release of Stevie Wonder's Fulfillment, first final album, in July 1974. Bonnie had received a call from Sergio Mendez, who was vacationing back in Brazil. We had talked earlier about the verse of Bird of Beauty that Stevie had wanted him to write in Portuguese. But since Sergio was out of the country, he asked if I would get together with Stevie and teach him the verse. She said her draw job, she was just excited. Sergio said, I should expect a call from Stevie's office. After they asked you to come to the studio, what happened? That's from JW, which is Jazz Wax. As I was driving over to the record plant in Hollywood, I was so excited. What an all-time thrill to meet Stevie Wonder. I had admired and enjoyed his music for years. I wondered what kind of person he would be. There is a picture on my board of Bonnie and Stevie Wonder. JW asked her, was she nervous? And she said, a little. Weighing heavily on my mind, though, was Stevie's auto accident the previous August when he had suffered a serious head injury. The accident was so bad that he was in a coma afterwards. I was worried he might not be fully recovered. When the magazine asked her, what happened when you arrived? I was escorted into the studio by members of Stevie's staff. They told me he was still suffering from periodic migraine headaches due to his head injury, so he would be arriving a little late. She waited patiently with the engineer and others. Everyone was friendly and cool. Listening to some of the album songs on playback, the tracks were so loud and clear, coming through the state-of-the-art speakers. Finally, Stevie arrived. He was very courteous and apologetic for being late. Now, this is Stevie Wonder, one of the greatest geniuses in all the world, and he showed up a little late and he apologized. And not because he just had to, but he felt like it was the right thing to do. So there's Stevie Wonder, Bonnie Bowden, and Sergio Mendez, backstage at Hollywood's Troubadour. That's the picture that I have on my screen. What happened next? He went immediately to the piano and asked me to sit next to him. After I spoke a few words, he recognized me. He said, you're the one who sang the solo with Sergio Mendez on my song, If You Really Love Me. Now, you remember that song, If You Really Love Me by Stevie? She sang the solo on that. Your voice was so clear and pure. That was the moment when I became speechless, Bonnie said. Man, this is just so amazing to see this stuff, to know that here's somebody that was sitting next to Stevie, and she asked him if he needed to write the words down to the song in Portuguese, because she was going to write it for him. He said, no, just sing it to me in my ear. And they recorded the track. That's the genius of Stevie Wonder. And I learned something from that article that he was very polite, very courteous, and I always thought he was that kind of person. So it just goes to show you that even though you're at the top, he still remains a true professional. So that's Bonnie Bolden singing on the track, If You Really Love Me. And, man, I like that track. One day we're going to have to play that too. But Bonnie did a great job. She taught him Portuguese, and he sang on that album that I want you to look up, Fulfillness. That's just ingenious. The ingenious of Stevie Wonder and the brilliant talent of Sergio Mendes. And not only were they working together as friends and associates and comrades, but they had a great respect for each other. A lot of people respect Stevie Wonder. So I want you to look inside yourself and truly think about building on your desires, the things that you want out of life, and how far you come and how far you want to go. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight we're featuring Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66 and the Brazil 77. And I am having a ball, man. I know all these singers want me to come and sing on their background tracks, but I just can't do it. I'm just too darn busy. Let me play this track by Gnarls Barkley called Crazy. And I want you to think about this track because that's what people are saying to you, that you must be crazy trying to make your dreams work. But you know what? Tell them to go jump in the lake.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Somebody told me I was crazy. Don, you're so crazy. I like that. I like that track. I'm telling you, I really do. Oh, man. Anyway, listen. I'm telling you, think about this. Truly building on your desires and whatever it is you want to do. Quit letting other people tell you how far you can go. But the best thing you can do is examine it, like we said earlier. And yet another day or week or month or even another year has come and gone, and you are still at the starting line. I don't want you to be one of those people who stay at the starting line and always talk about it's going to happen and you wish you could happen. Make it happen. And just get involved in what it is you believed in. Like Dakota Staten said earlier, it's just a simple life for her. She didn't need the big things. She just needed her man and her. And you have to realize what success is for you and what success means to you, because it's not going to be the same across the board. So I want you to think about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial. And I will be in Hammond, Indiana on the 30th of this month. I'm doing a book signing at the Hammond Library, and I want you to come out. I want to see just waves of people in there singing my praises. Done, done. You are the king. all right, enough of that crazy stuff. Listen, there's a track that I want to play by Olita Adams. It's called I Just Had to Hear Your Voice. And we're talking about that because that's her desire to hear a man's voice. They had just had a conversation, and he said, listen, sometimes don't always call me. But she said, look, 5 minutes after he left, I'm dialing your phone number. I don't care what you say. She said, I just had to hear your voice. I'm just so in love with this man, and I like this track. So, again, think about your desires. And whatever it is you want out of life, I believe that with the right nurturing, and especially for you writers out there, I want you to seriously start thinking about getting someone, whether it's me or somebody else, to do your marketing, because you can't make it without marketing. You can hope and dream and wish, but if you don't get a marketing team to help you promote, it's just not going to work for you. And that came from me and Steve Harrison and a lot of the other greats. So again, go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, where you can find all my great books, and get my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. Let me play this track by Olita Adams. I just had to hear your voice. Ooh, that sounds so sweet. I might drink some more water on that one.
Thank you. good enough.
Good enough. Oh, that's one of them sweetie bitty songs. And I don't care what he said, girl, you call him. And you say, I just had to hear your voice. I know you didn't want me to call, but I picked up the phone anyway. Man, that man better be glad somebody calling him. Man, the guys kill me. You call me too much. You text me too much. Maybe the girl wanted to hear your voice. That's what the song said. I had to hear your voice. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am having a ball. It is 8:11, and the number is 347-633-9376. That was Olita Adams saying, I just had to hear your voice. So she was building on her dream and her desires. She wanted to hear his voice. She don't care what he said. He should be glad she didn't sign in sign language or something, but she wanted to hear it. Man, I'm having a great time tonight. I'm enjoying my show, and we're talking about truly building on your desires. And I want you to think about that. One of my notes on there says, it shouldn't be based on what others say you should be, but what you believe is what and where you should be in life. So whatever it is you want to do, you just keep working on it. Maybe it is time you looked inside of yourself and really find what it is that will make you feel complete and bring you joy beyond your wildest dreams. I know when I'm writing, and I just did an interview with a young lady named Tara Logan, and she just did a really nice interview on a radio station called Sassy, and the Sassy Network is going to let me know when the interview is coming out. But I really enjoyed talking to her, and she said, Don, you know, it's such a enlightenment when I'm talking to you and getting the information that you have and shared and things you've done, you're encouraging me. And I told her the best thing that I really ever wanted to do was being in the writing industry. And I really enjoy that. I really do. So I want you to find what makes you happy, what brings you joy. There's a track by a guy called The Weeknd, and it's from the movie 50 Shades of Grey. It's called Tears in the Rain. And I think it's a great track. I want you to listen to this whole thing. It's really nice. And we're featuring Sergio Mendez tonight, so we're going to play him before we leave. But again, sit down with a glass of wine, bag of chips, whatever it is, popcorn, ice cream, some zuzus and woo-woos, whatever it is. But think about what it is you want to do, where you want to go, and truly seek the real advice. Get together with consultants that can really help you in the publishing industry or just do some other things. But I'm going to play this track, and the name of the group is called The Weeknd. Don't ask me why, but that's the name of the cheer. The track is called Tears in the Rain. So let's give a listen to that, and I'll be right back after the song. I'm going to drink me some more water, and I'm going to pick up the phone and call that guy. So listen, man, you better let that girl call you. I don't know what your problem is.
already felt love, and I let it end up dying by yourself. And when it's said and done, you were better off. You deserve real love, and I deserve to be by myself. Could have gone too far. And I started too young to give up. And even if I changed, it would be too late. I exposed my brain. Now every girl I say, I feel the same.
Oh,
I like when they sing those tracks like that. I know Don S. McClure. He is so great. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. And that was The Weeknd. That's the name of the group. And it's called Tears in the Rain. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight. 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to listen in. And my board is lit up with blue lights. I appreciate all of you being here listening to me and enjoying Friday. I'm going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got some more great music, and I hope that you've been thinking about what truly, truly can be the thing that builds your desires. And I want you to decide on that, not everybody else, but you. So let me play this quick PSA because I want you to stay healthy out there. And mwah, 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 kisses on your cheek. And let's listen to this PSA for women about your heart.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body, go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women, and this is something that we can fight.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
Man, and I like that track. I like when she says that. One says it in English, the other one says it in Spanish. And that is just phenomenal. I mean, I have a great show all over the world, and I appreciate that. My girl Lena is coming out with a new track on May 10th, and it's called Dip, and I know I'm going to get it. And I've been asking her if we could give some of them away coming up at some of the book signings, and I think people will enjoy it. But since we don't have a new track yet, it's not coming out to May 10th, but I am going to play If You Can't Say Nothing Good, Don't Say Nothing At All by Lena, my girl out of Texas, who's now in California doing quite well. And from my understanding, she's now on the Motown label with Soul Productions. But we're going to talk more about Lena. We're going to do a whole show for her one day soon, as soon as her new album comes out. I think the album comes out in June. And she actually texted me early in the morning, said, "Hey, Don, I got something new coming out." And I was just blown away. That's my girl, Lena. So let me play this track. If you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. And I'm telling you, build on your desires the way you want them to, not the way everybody else wants you to do it. Her music on my show. Tonight our featured artists were Sergio Mendez and the Brazil 66 and the Brazil 77. We also featured Stevie Wonder, and we dedicated the show to Benny King, one of the greatest singers that died at the age of 76. Truly great man. Hey, listen, I want you to be safe out there. I want you to be careful. I'm going to say good night. I've enjoyed you, and I want you to enjoy life. That's all you have. And my group, Sergio Mendez, is going to take me out of here with the song that I'm just going to play in my car and go crazy, the real thing. But anyway, I want you to enjoy yourself seriously. I want you to be careful out there and take good care of yourself. I'll see you next Friday. And I bet that we will probably be at 75,000 listeners. Man, that's a heck of a lot of crazy people. But I enjoyed the show. Think about building on your desires. Don't let anybody stop you. And figure out where you're going wrong and what you're doing right. And just keep working on what you want to do. That's my advice for you tonight. Sergio Mendez and him, take it away. I've enjoyed my show.